Exeter supervisors are not following their own dictums. Unilaterally breaking attorney/client privilege is allegedly a no-go in the township building. Yet. March 10, 2024. The lawsuit filed by Exeter Township against Supervisor Dave Hughes is allegedly based on the fact that he, in their words, broke attorney/client privilege, ACP, with his publishing of innocuous emails between himself and solicitor Chad Schnee. Their stubborn insistence has indeed been amplified by the fact that the judge in the case in essence threw their case out and told them to start over. Judge James Gavin has made the plaintiff's lawyer in the case, Joan London of Kozloff Stout, explain in detail why the ACP is so very important. He even got London to admit that it is the attorney that holds the privilege, since they would be the one doing the divulging of information. This is counter to what the plaintiffs have filed. They contend that the client holds the privilege. So their contention is that the client has to be quiet about what they already know, while the attorney does not hold the privilege about something they've just learned about another party. This is the essence of their case. This is the basis for which they've wasted at least $20,000 of our dollars suing Hughes. But I wonder if they'd be of the same opinion if another person in their midst did the same thing? To wit. Keeping in mind that I have filed a private criminal complaint against the supervisors for their illegal appointment of George Bell to the BOS with the Berks County DA, stating that they clearly violated the Second Class Township Code Section 407, which details the way that a midterm replacement is handled, and am awaiting word from them on whether they'll be prosecuting. On Tuesday, March 5, I received a text message from good buddy Mike Jupina, editor and publisher of the rival Exeter Informant, inquiring, "Hey, Jerry, are you aware of the DA's decision to deny the criminal complaint you filed regarding Bell's appointment?" I had heard nothing from the DA. I'd been awaiting word from them for a bit, as the time frame of 2 to 3 weeks was 2 to 3 weeks past. I informed Mike that I hadn't and asked where he'd gotten it. He told me that he got a notification from one of those considered an involved party. Sounds like a supervisor to me. This brings up several things. One is that I hadn't been, and as of this writing at roughly 6:30 Sunday evening, the 10th, appraised as to the DA's intentions. Not a phone call, not a letter, not an email, and they had all of those forms of communication from which to contact me. They contacted the accused, but not the one that would have filed the charges. That's an issue for me. I don't honestly know if that's the proper procedure, but it doesn't seem like it would be. It seems to me that I should be the first informed, then them. But that's an issue I'd have with the DA, not the township. They can't control when they were informed. My issue with the township is that they got the information, and someone blabbed it to Mike. So I picked up the phone and called Hughes. After telling him what happened, I asked if he'd been apprised of this through perhaps email. He said, "Yes, we got an email on that issue today." I asked him to give me info, and he shot back, "Jerry, I can't do that. I can't divulge info like that to you." So I asked one more question. "Dave, does it contain the Schnee legal disclaimer of attorney/client privilege?" "Yes, it does, Jerry. Nothing more. No content discussed. Merely recitation of email formatting. Thank you, Dave." So what we have is a supervisor who broke the ACP. One of the other supervisors, that would be the we that Hughes spoke of, in giving the information to Mike, broke the ACP. I suppose it could also be Schnee giving up the info. But remember that they sued Hughes for the divulging of ACP, be that publishing or person to person. I don't think anyone would make a distinction if it's one person or 1,000. My question to the rest of the BOS is, if you can sue one for breaking the ACP, and cost us more than $20,000, how do you feel about suing another one for the same thing? If your answer is no, you're bound by common decency, of which you've proven for the last 2 years that you have none, and equal protection laws and norms to stop the other lawsuit. You cannot do to one what you don't do to the other. Selective prosecution will not look good on the resume of this board. It would be completely in their insipid character, but it won't look good. So you need to ferret out who did it. I'd start by looking at George, guys, and proceed with another lawsuit along the same lines. Or you could be smart, drop the suit against Hughes and apologize profusely to the people whose money you squandered on legal fantasies. But that's just the common sense guy in me talking.